Hi, empaths, artists, and alchemists. Welcome back to your podcast. This is Rachel from Empath Entertainment. Today we're talking about value. It's a theme this week. It's coming up for me. Is it coming up for you? How do you measure your value? You know, when we've been conditioned as young children to value ourselves by our performance, right? That's conditioned in. We get attention, praise, a response from adults, any kind of attention really, by performing. That will have an effect on us as adults. We'll value ourselves in a certain way, right? We'll place a measurement on how valuable we are and our worthiness. And that can have detrimental effects to our success in different areas of life, right? If we value ourselves by productivity, that might show up as perfectionism. Can anyone relate? I know I have grappled with perfectionism, and this is where we put the inner critic on a pedestal. And we think, you're right, I can't ever do anything right. It's never going to be good enough. And that will have such a grip on our self-esteem, and it will spiral us down if we follow that train of thought, right? We'll just spiral down. there's no bottom to that. It's not a great way of being, and it will paralyze us in fear. We will never move forward. And another thing, we might be completely independent and think, I don't need help, right? I can do it all alone. No, thank you. I can do it all by myself. And that sort of stubborn independence where we think, yeah, you want to have some ability to be alone, be with yourself, but is that independence hindering relationships? You know, not allowing you to outsource things? Are you burning out, right? Trying to control everything on your own. That's another thing, control, right? We feel like we don't want to relinquish any control, out of fear of being seen vulnerable or not at our greatest level of productivity, right? We might measure our value based on how much we're producing, you know, how much we're doing in a day. And those days where we need rest, we probably don't like ourselves very much. That's not a good thing, is it? Because we do need rest. And I know that's been huge for me. Because then what happens is you can't really fully be there. There's part of you that's still doing something. There's part of you that's still overthinking. There's part of you in judgment. You're not fully resting. You're not really there, right? And then the stress hormones continue to pump through the system. And we never feel fully relaxed, fully supported by life, by our relationships. And we don't even feel like we're on our side. And that's a problem. So how are you measuring your value? You know, there's this idea that language has an impact, doesn't it? The way we word things, the words that we use, the language we use, how we refer to things impacts us. Whether we're conscious of it or not, you know, and we tend to say, this is how I make a living. And sometimes that can make us feel like we have to earn our right to be here. And I don't know about you, but I'm getting very tired. Feeling like I have to earn my right to be on the planet. It's tiring. Maybe there's a better way to say that. Maybe there are better words, you know. We'll have to get creative here. But I'm starting to realize that the value I bring isn't really related to my effort. I think I had this erroneous thought for a very long time that, you know, my pay and income equals my effort. And that's not really true. There might be things I'm really effortlessly great at that would bring more value to someone's life, therefore be worth more in the marketplace, right? Here I am struggling to figure out how to work hard enough to make more money, make a decent living, right? Can you relate to that? I feel like a lot of us are grappling with that right now. It's this association. How are we associating value? And I think there's more than one road to getting in touch with that and really defining that. And I think it comes down to self-acceptance. There are going to be things that we're weaker at. There are going to be things that, sure, we could build that muscle more strong, like we could create more strength in certain areas, right? We will have weakness in certain areas. But are we also taking note of our strengths and what we're naturally good at? That counts, you know? That counts. And I think that with the perfectionistic mind, I constantly look at my weaknesses and think, this is where I need to grow. And that's what gets my attention and focus. And then I start to devalue myself and not ask for things that I have a right to, right? It's not about worthiness. It's the basic human need. It's basic human right. And then I start to lose self-trust and I start to lose the sense of safety of being here and being present. And it's this ongoing cycle. Then there are parts of me that need to dissociate to feel okay. And I'm starting to learn how to build a foundation where I'm taking care of myself. I'm learning to rely on other people who are trustworthy and to speak up for myself and to value myself and to record those things, make note of those things I have strength in and I'm good at and I have a gift for, and maybe other people's positive responses that may have fallen on deaf ears because I wasn't acknowledging my own worth and value. And I think this is a practice we can all do. I recently posted a video on my YouTube channel, Urban Empath, with an exercise about raising our sense of value internally. And I'm, you know, really, really invested in inner alchemy and raising my frequency and just upping my self-care game level by level. So I wanted to share these thoughts with you in this episode and ask you, how are you measuring your value? Do you find that you're falling short? And where are those areas that you can come in with more self-acceptance, unconditional love for yourself, self-compassion, and acknowledge that you don't have to earn your place here on this planet. We're all going through a rough time right now. Particularly sensitives can feel it, right, in the collective. And it can feel overwhelming. And it can feel like we're not doing enough. What? I'm a light worker, right? I'm a healer. Aren't I supposed to be doing something? Isn't this my time to shine? You take care of others by having stellar self-care first. And I don't want you to forget that you are so precious and valuable, that the frequency you emit is powerful and healing. And we got to care for that, right? That is valid. That is important. And if you are a walking model and example of someone who values themselves, who accepts themselves, that provides healing for other people. So start with you. All right, I'm sending you so much love, precious empath, artist, alchemist. I'll see you in the next one.